This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A new regional initiative to deal with the region's crime rate has been launched. An LGBTQ group in Barbados concerned about the lack of protection provided for its members. Government reaffirms its commitment to support agencies that protect wildlife. Haiti reopens its main airport a month after gangs opened fire on a commercial aircraft. And the UN General Assembly demands immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A regional alliance for security justice has been launched to tackle the rising crime in Latin America and the Caribbean. This was disclosed by Vice President for Sector and Knowledge at the Inter-American Development Bank, Ana Maria Ibanez, as day one of the Regional Security and Justice Summit got underway in Barbados. Ms. Ibanez emphasized that the increase in organized crime and crime in general is a major concern for the region and collective action is needed.
We launched the Alliance for Security, Justice and Development. Together, countries have been working to structure this initiative through external working groups, and the Alliance will serve as a catalyst for joint efforts across diverse actors. It will strategically complement existing networks, bringing added value to the ongoing work of the security community in the region. Lastly, let me emphasize a key foundation of the Alliance, generating knowledge to drive public policy implementation.
Vice President for Sector and Knowledge at the Inter-American Development Bank, Ana Maria Ibanez. Meantime, Attorney General Dale Marshall applauds the initiative, stating that it complements Caribbean efforts to combat crime.
I welcome the establishment of the Alliance for Security, Development and Justice, which we will launch with the signing of the Bridgestone Declaration. Its objectives, which focus on the protection of vulnerable populations, building institutional capacity in law enforcement agencies, and stemming illicit financial flows, are problems with which the Caribbean region is grappling. As a Caribbean region, we have determined that with our Caribbean societies that are so linked by a common heritage, societies that are suffering from the identical issues, societies that are connected by geography, immigration, family, and politics, we must formulate a common plan of action to address the issues of rising crime in our states and to stifle the creeping influence of transnational organized crime.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. The head of a major LGBTQ organization in Barbados is expressing concern about the inadequate policies that offer protection for members of the community. Executive Director of Equal Barbados, Rondell Trim, feels that legislation in Barbados excludes members from guaranteed protection against discrimination. Trim was speaking during the Permanent Forum on People of African Descent at UN House yesterday.
To us, policies and legislations are extremely important, but they often don't protect against for the LGBTQ community. They would include a wide range of defining characteristics. So at the front of a lot of policies, you see protections for like sex, race, age, religion, etc. But there's hardly ever any inclusion in regards to sexual orientation, gender, or gender expression. And those are things that are very important to us.
Trim hopes that the new Barbados Constitution would offer protection for the LGBTQ community.
Recently, there was the anti-discrimination bill in regards to employment, but even that in regards to the things that you can discriminate against, I don't think that gender expression was included. And then when you look at the community, and particularly transgender persons, these are the persons within the community that often experience the most discrimination and harm. But persons who are transgender are persons who are non-binary often, I guess, showcase their gender or who they are, or their identity, via their dress and how they act. And henceforth, it's more difficult for them. So when persons like me, who persons would say I'm masculine, can hide, they can't. So these policies and these legislations across society are important for persons, particularly transgender persons, and we just don't have that.
Executive Director of Equal Barbados, Rondell Trim. Government remains committed to supporting organizations that ensure rare species of wildlife are protected. The assertion from Minister of Environment and National Beautification Adrian Ford as he opened an exhibit of Caribbean flamingos at the Paradise Nature Park. The Balls Christchurch facility is home to a number of rare species of animals.
I want to say that it is a representation of the partnerships that we often speak about as a government. We must be able to partner with persons when they are NGOs, private entities, other government agencies in order to improve and realize our biodiversity as a means of resisting the existential threats that we are faced with. One, climate change. Two, biodiversity loss. And three, pollution, which is wreaking havoc amongst all countries in the world. I want to say that the only way we will fight these existential threats, I call them the three horsemen of the apocalypse, because they will destroy the world as we know it. The only way is if we are able to enhance and improve our biodiversity.
He stressed that Paradise Nature Park is doing its part in saving these species from extinction.
We have said, as a government, recognizing that since the industrial era, we have lost over 500 species of animals, same amount of plants. If we continue in this trajectory, we will lose biodiversity as we know it. Life on this earth started with biodiversity. It would end abruptly if it is not maintained. And that is what you are seeing before your eyes. The maintenance of our biodiversity. The importance of having our flamingo as an essential component of our biodiversity.
Minister of Environment and National Beautification Adrian Ford. Meantime, owner of Paradise Nature Park Mitchell Herd revealed that some of the flamingos came from as far as Africa.
So we've got seven flamingos. Caribbean flamingos are actually one of six different species of flamingos found around the world. And the four live or come from America and South America, whereas two are from Africa. And probably the brightest colored of them all is the one you'll see here, which is the Caribbean flamingo. Fascinating birds. They feed by filtering the water, eating things like shrimp and diatoms and algae, which is actually what gives them their characteristic bright pink appearance.
He also revealed plans to expand the facility.
We do have some plans up our sleeves, which will not specifically with lions and tigers, but we have some plans and some other exhibits, and we're blessed really having the infrastructure here that we're able to develop. So there will no doubt be additional attractions, and we're trying to appeal to all kind of aspects of the public, so not just tourists or Barbadians, but everyone.
Owner of Paradise Nature Park and Chief Biologist Mitchell Heard. Haiti's International Airport reopened on Wednesday, exactly 1 month after it was closed, when members of criminal gangs fired upon commercial aircraft landing at the Toussaint Louverture International Airport, injuring at least one flight attendant from Spirit Airlines. The United States Federal Aviation Administration had instituted restrictions barring U.S. airlines from flying to and from Haiti, where criminal gangs have been seeking to overthrow the government since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in July of 2021. A statement from the office of the Prime Minister said the resumption of commercial flights marked a turning point for the Haitian economy. It restored essential connectivity for international trade, encouraged investment, and supported key sectors such as trade, tourism, and entrepreneurship. And finally, the United Nations General Assembly has voted overwhelmingly to demand an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and expressed support for the work of the UN's Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA. The Assembly on Wednesday passed a resolution demanding immediate, unconditional, and permanent ceasefire in Gaza, which has been adopted by 158 votes, that is, in favor from the 193-member assembly, and 9 votes against, with 13 abstentions. Recapping the headlines. A new regional initiative to deal with the region's crime rate has been launched. An LGBTQ group in Barbados concerned about the lack of protection provided for membership. Government reaffirms its commitment to support agencies that protect wildlife. Haiti reopens its main airport a month after gangs opened fire on a commercial aircraft. And the UN General Assembly demands immediate ceasefire in Gaza. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.